A century ago, wild turkeys were a rare sight in the forests of America. The birds had been driven almost to extinction by unregulated hunting and the clearing of trees for farming. But in recent decades, the nation's wild turkey population has grown to over 4 million, and today they're found in every state but Alaska. As NPR's David Barron explains, this remarkable recovery was no accident.
A couple of years ago, Harry Haryu of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department had a problem.
We needed wild turkeys.
Specifically, Haryu needed wild turkeys of the Rio Grande subspecies. At the same time, Wyoming had antelope to spare. Meanwhile, Rod Smith of the Oklahoma Wildlife Department was facing the opposite situation.
We had enough turkeys we were able to share with somebody else and had the desire to have some antelope.
So Oklahoma talked to Wyoming. Harry Haryu says the answer was obvious.
We agreed to trade Rio Grande turkeys for antelope.
The exchange rate, 100 turkeys for 75 antelope. The turkeys were delivered last winter. The first shipment of antelope was made just last week. North Carolina and West Virginia are engaged in a similar trade. Mike Seamster heads North Carolina's Wild Turkey Restoration Project.
We're getting 150 wild turkeys in exchange for 100 river otters.
Wild turkeys have been traded for trout, for alligators, for bighorn sheep, and for other subspecies of turkeys. James Earl Kennemer of the National Wild Turkey Federation explains there's a simple reason why states have had to barter for animals.
It's illegal to buy and sell wildlife.
But trades can be difficult to arrange and complex to execute. Indiana wildlife biologist Steve Bax recalls a trade he helped negotiate in 1984.
We worked out a deal where we shipped 60-some grouse to Kentucky. That was the equivalent of 20 river otters. Kentucky shipped 20 river otters to Missouri, and they, in turn, the following winter, sent us 20 turkeys.
But bartering is slow and inefficient. By the mid-1980s, many states were looking for a way to speed up efforts at wild turkey restoration. So the National Wild Turkey Federation devised a way for states to not exactly buy turkeys from other states, but to pay a reimbursement fee for the birds. States can now pay from $150 to $500 per bird into a fund managed by the private hunting organization, which then uses that money to pay trapping and shipping costs. Mike Seamster of North Carolina's Wild Turkey Restoration Project says the program has had its intended effect.
It's basically doubled our restoration effort. In the last 6 or 7 years, we've gotten over 1,600 birds. And if you compare that to all of the 20, 25 years, I guess, of trying to negotiate trades, it has made things a lot easier.
In fact, the program's been so successful that the National Wild Turkey Federation estimates the birds have now been established in over 93% of the nation's suitable turkey habitat. Again, the Turkey Federation's James Earl Kennemer.
As we finish out through 1997 to the turn of the century, the trades or transfers will drastically go down since most of that habitat will already have birds stocked, and it will just take time for those populations to increase. I think this year will be the last big year of turkey transfers.
Kennemer says it will then be up to state agencies to manage their wild turkey populations properly so that this living symbol of America is never again in danger of dying off. I'm David Barron reporting.